Sergeant Ott, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
You have been a busy guy the last, I don't know, more than 6 months. Just a lot going on. I know you don't care to be this busy, but you find yourself running around again Ingham County as the storms that came in on Sunday did a lot of damage. Tell us the latest and of what you know.
Well, what I know is we got widespread power outage. Mason area is completely without power at this time. Consumers is reporting about 7,000 BTE energy, which covers the east side of the county, is reporting about another 5,000 or so.
And so all those folks are out of power. Any other areas of the county that we should be on the lookout trying to get them some power?
No, that's about it. I know the crews are out. They've been out since the storm had passed through on Sunday evening, and they've been working around the clock. I've seen them out in all different parts of the county.
Well, in your press release, it stated that power won't be restored until Thursday. What's taking so long?
Yeah, there's a lot of lines down. We have a primary power line that runs between Mason and Leslie that's actually on the ground. That powers most of the city, and you know there's a lot of limbs down, and there's a lot of trees that are tied up into lines that are pulled down, and you know they have to make sure that they cut all those limbs away from all those lines before they can connect anything.
All right, and folks without power, what should they do?
You know, we stress preparedness all the time. Make sure you have water and food and batteries for a radio, and we got to continue to tell people that they have to do that because you never know when something like this is going to happen.
And if there are down power lines on someone's property, what should they do?
Yeah, make sure that they don't get near the power lines. We're recommending about a 20 to 30 feet away from the line, and stay away and contact Consumers Energy or DTE, whoever does your service, let them know that the line's down.
So, Sergeant Ott, what do you and your team do during this time to help folks out?
Well, one of the things that we did yesterday and on Sunday night was what's called a preliminary damage assessment to try to drive around and see what kind of damage we really have to homes, to public property, and that kind of thing, and try to put reports together in hopes that, you know, maybe that FEMA would come in and try to help us out, but I don't think we're to that scale yet.
All right, Sergeant Robert Ott, Ingham County Sheriff's Emergency Manager. And Sheriff Ott, once again, if folks should see down power line or they're without power, who should they call?
Yeah, they should contact their whatever company is there, takes care of their power in their area.
All right, thanks a lot, Sergeant Ott.
All right, sir.